All right. So, big day today. Let me get some housekeeping out of the way. My mom is calling me. I'll call her back. Okay. Let me get some housekeeping out of the way. Last day to redeem 10 days Omega for 10 Plex. I just texted her. Don't worry about it. Last day to redeem 10 days Omega for 10 Plex. Yeah, she probably did want to wish me good luck. That's probably what's going on. So if you have not redeemed your 10 days Omega, you can do it on any account. Go ahead. And yeah, it's I scream at her, actually. Mom, I'm doing a space meeting. It's very important. Then I run down to the basement. So last day to get your 10 days Omega. If you have not done it, go ahead and do it. So, one thing I wanted to write, I wrote up a little post here. Let me see if I can link it. There we go. Yeah. All right. So there is the training priorities post. So if you were wondering what to train, this is like more for newer people. Yeah, I should have spammed it three or four times. Can someone spam that three or four times for me? If you're a new person, like, what do I do? What do I train? I just wrote this post up pretty quickly to explain. Here's something we would like you to train, and these are the priorities of training them. So thank you for the spam. There you go. Well done. You can link your skill plan if you want, Dark Knight. It's in the war room is the post. Yeah. And basically explains what our priorities are. We're in the battleship meta now, so it is harder for a new player to train. Believe it or not, I don't know if you guys know this, we get a lot of new players every day. We add new players. There's a hello there post that people new players often sign. If you want to go look at that, you might be surprised to see actually how many new people join us every day. It is good from my perspective and a leadership perspective to understand that we are adding these new people. Like, and so, a lot of people, here have been playing for a long time. So switching from one battleship to another is not a hard thing. But when you're a new player, especially battleships, take a long time to train. We also got used to the hack meta where getting into hacks was really not that hard. So this is something where if you're a new player, I want to let you know what to do. Along those themes lines, Apple, you got something you want to say?
Yeah, talking about new players, you're very welcome to bring Vigils. But if you play this game for like 6 months to a year, please bring a Confessor or a Jackdaw or a Sweeple or a Carries or something else than a Vigil. We have if you don't want to fly big ships. I understand not everybody wants to fly a battleship, but please don't bring a Vigil. If you play this game for 6 years and you have a super carrier, you can bring something else. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. So thing I want to talk about is we are starting a 6 month initiative. We will be coming up with some tracking, some rewards, some cool stuff. What we want to do is over the next 6 months, we want to add 500 new dreadnoughts. That is 500 new dreadnoughts. That means new dreadnought pilots, new dreadnoughts trained for. So if you were in a Revelation, you cross trained for another dreadnought. And if you are not flying a dreadnought, you have trained for one. We want to ask you guys, if you are like a newer player, you have a pilot who's 6 months old, if you can, rat up some money, get some injectors, inject them in, get dreadnoughts. Tagger just bought a PNI. Perfect. That's exactly what we're going to have. We're going to put up a thread so you can put your goals in there. Hey, I just trained for a dreadnought. My guy just got a dreadnought. Oh, I just switched over to a Phoenix. I'm Phoenix capable now. I just got the hull. Track your stuff. We want to add 500 new dreadnoughts over the next 6 months. 500 new dreadnoughts. That means players and hulls over the next 6 months. It's a big goal for us. We have the best super cat fleet in the game. It is something we trained for, and we want to reach that same dominance in dreadnoughts. So I have been talking about which dreadnoughts to go for a long time. Obviously, Phoenix and Zernitra is something I talk about a lot, and that is still important. Those are the ones we want. But what we want you to be is in a dreadnought hull. So. Over the next 6 months, we're going to try to keep track of our progress. We're going to see who can do the best. Your corpse will be competing against each other in a relative sense. We're not like gonna, it won't be absolute because then Karma Fleet would just win by default. But we want to see what corps can move people in the best into new dreadnoughts. It's something that is important to us. So that's a goal. That's a long-term goal. That's actually a mid-term goal, really. It's something we want to see you guys do. Some time and effort into characters dreadnought ready, and that means getting directors, getting enough money for the hull. It is effort. It is something we want you guys to put the effort into, and it will help us win fights. So that is a long-term goal that we want you guys to have. Yeah, the Zern Asmo is a great choice because it actually is like the easiest dread to train for and is a great dread. We would love to have you in a Zern. What is the faction choice? Whatever one you want, brother. We're not really concerned about your fax hull. Just having a fax is good. Pick whichever one you want, though. The Zern is really not that expensive because you do not have to buy... the hull is more expensive, but you don't have to buy 3 T2 guns. So it actually ends up being relatively competitive with any Navy gun, it might be a Navy dread, and it might be cheaper than a Navy dread. It's actually pretty good that way. And then, yeah, we don't want T2 dreads. We're not interested in those, except for like really special edge cases. If you want to get a Hangar Queen, that's good, but make sure you have a T1 or a faction dread instead first. And yes, they are also easier to train to. Also, by the way, Zern guys, we don't like put this as a requirement in the doctrine, but you can get like rolled abyssal, what are the entropic radiation sinks? I always have to remember the name. Rolled abyssal entropic radiation sinks, and they are super super duper cheap. You can buy them, and they're better than T2. So really, you should have your Zern be running those. And you can get them for like literally. There are ones that are better for T2 for like 10 million in Jita, but there's you can get really good ones for like 50 million a pop.
It's actually a thread that will show you guys all the stuff about those mods for upgrades.
Sweet. Okay. Speaking of which, after the fireside, we are doing a move up north. That is Rokes and Dreads. So we're moving our Roke fleet north. If you have a Roke, you should be moving it up north to TO6H. If you have a Dread that's still down here, you should be moving it. We want all Dreads up there. We already have quite a lot up there, but I know that there are still many up down here, and we'd like to move those back up. Yeah, you can bring your TFI up and move up. For ESS defense, we are going to use Rokes and Ferroxes. So if someone has a second Roke here, they can bring the Roke. Otherwise, they can bring the Ferox, to answer your question, Joker. Rolled siege mods? Is that a thing? I don't even know about that, Sikla, so I can't comment on it. After the fireside, we're going to a move op. We're moving Rokes and Dreads. We want to get all our Dreads up there. You know, things are looking spicy up north, and it is good to be up there. Initiative just did a move op, moved their Dreads up there as well. So there's a lot of things happening up north. Now I know I teased you guys with this. I'm ready to have your minds blown. Pandemic Horde has adopted a new doctrine. They have announced it to their guys. And in the vein that Pandemic Horde has never seen a Goon doctrine that they couldn't copy, Pandemic Horde's new doctrine is the Roke. So, to the shock of very few people, a very huge surprise that they copied our home defense doctrine. It just goes back forever. But in the latest thing of their FCEs copying ours, they have adopted the Roke as a doctrine. I don't think I called it last week. I couldn't call it like last month, Sir Spencer. But yeah. That's not the actual thread there, Ranger. That's the website. Roke yeah, Tad.
It's from the fitting thing that gets you to it, so.
Okay, cool. All right, so baby amulets. That means the amulet set for the Leshak and the TFI. You have 3 weeks before it is required. Remember, to get SRP, you do need to have that Estero or Succubus as the escape bay frigate, and it will be required in 3 weeks. If you do not have that on your loss, you will not be reimbursed. So you got 3 weeks to get that for those hulls. It makes a huge difference. Also, the Lashak has been updated. I don't have the thread, the link here. I should see if I can get it. But the Lashak has been updated. We are bringing the Lashak fit up to a higher level of faction. Since we are using the amulets, it'll make it very, 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 very tanky. So basically, we are going to faction plates is going to be the change. So yeah, they'll be quite thick and quite hard to kill. There you go. Nice job, Ranger. Good job. Lashak's and TFI specs require the amulets.
For the faction plates, guys, we will be seeding those on the market in 1DQ, and we'll have some up in DO6. So, if they're not there, they will be shortly.
Yeah, Commander Yabon, the staging for Lashak's is 1DQ. We'll have Lashak's in 1DQ and Rokes and TFIs in DO6H. And then remember that DO6H must have a jump clone there. Yeah, and they are very nice on Stupid Idiot Fleet as well. ESS Defense Lashak's would be pretty bad, actually. Sort of would ruin all their advantages. Nope. You do not have two amulet clones. Lord Curse, this is a good question. Thank you for asking. You only need to have it in TO6H. If we call for Lashak's and we use them in Delph, you do not need to have them here. We're not going to ask you to have two sets of amulets. Your amulets only need to be in TO6H. Yeah, I realize that would have been a really big ask to have you ask two sets. No. Just one set in DO6H. Mid-grade. So we're calling them the baby amulet set Becks. It's 1 through 5. It is not the Omega. So the whole set should run you around 500 million. Basically the cost of one battleship, like a T1 battleship, essentially. It is not a terribly expensive investment, and we do SRP them. So, and we want mids because the mids are actually cheaper. Amulets for boosters as well. We haven't actually discussed that. They don't have the escape bay, but they might be worth getting. Right now, we don't have an amulet for boosters. We'll talk about it. All right. So let me move on from that. I have here an update. Guys, we need PI. Have I mentioned this before? PI goes into a lot of things. Goes into battleships. Goes into capitals. Goes into a lot of other stuff. Have I mentioned planetary? What does the I stand for? Interface? Influence? Integration?
Interaction.
Interaction? Okay. Industry? Well, anyway, we need all of that. We need PI 3.14. It's pretty sure it's industry. This is like roll call. We don't know which it means. Okay, so it's planetary industry or planetary interaction. Either way, it goes into a lot of stuff. You guys have really stepped the PI game up, so it's not a thing where we are... you know, a year ago, we were basically just begging you guys to do it. Now, with some apostles of PI in the channel and with us talking about it a lot, you guys have stepped up. But it is one of the things where we always have a demand for it. We were building something the other day. And we basically bought out all the market and, like, not in 1DQ and, like, the whole game. PI, planetary interaction, planetary industry, whatever, we do need you guys to do it. All right, what items do you need the most? I am not equipped to tell you that, but I bet your Ranger could.
All of the things, guys. All okay. Of the things.
I guess everything is what we need.
The thing is, right, if I was to pick one right now, it would get goon rushed, and then all of the other things would run out, and then
is
next
that what
week,
we need? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, literally, guys, if you're making PI, we're going to buy it. It's used in battleship hulls, you know, GSOL has a never-ending need for it with the citadels they do. It's used in fuel blocks, right? It's used in reactions. Guys, PI...
It looks like some people have had contracts up for a while, so let's make sure we get those contracts accepted.
Yeah. All right. So PI is something, you guys, that you can do at any different level of investment. If you want to keep it simple, put a couple characters on making P2s, that's easy. There's no additional thought required. If you want to put a little more time into it and start making P4s on a couple planets, that's good too. If you want to make 120 planets and become like a mogul, that's actually possible to organize, so there's a ton of threads to go check out.
Yeah, we'll make sure we get those contracts accepted. I see you guys saying that that it's not being done. We'll get them accepted. All right. I wanted to talk about ratting outside the umbrella. That means running crab beacons, using your dreads, that kind of thing. Please do not do that. Not only is it you're likely to die, but it draws people away from the umbrella because our people will try to save you, and I really dislike that because when we go outside the umbrella, everyone in the umbrella suffers because you are potentially being stupid. We really do not want you going outside the umbrella. All right, my mom's calling again. I'll be right back.
I'll interject with a safety tip. If you happen to live in Southern California, you might not have heard, but there is a hurricane coming your way. This is very strange. It happens about once every 100 years, but please check out your hurricane warnings if you happen to live somewhere in the path of Hurricane Hillary. Thank you.
There's a Hillary Clinton hurricane?
Only one L, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
All right, I'm back. Mom just wanted to chat. I'm going to call her back afterwards. Don't worry, guys. All right. So the other thing is if you get tackled, please dial 911 immediately. This is especially for work wolves. Do not wait till you are in panic. I know it is high stress, but try to dial 911 as soon as you can. It helps our guys save you if you dial 911 immediately. That's a really important thing. Toaster Gene is typing in all caps, so he's giving you some good ideas there. Yeah, have it pre-typed so you can just copy and paste, or I think you can just actually just have it in the channel and just hit enter. It's really quite simple if you're ready. By the way, Beehive is fun, so please try to get yourself tackled. Yeah, a guy's like defending you if you're under the umbrella. Like we have a really great home defense thing under the umbrella. Just rat under the umbrella. It's just that simple.
If you want to rat outside of the umbrella, then use those Stormbringers thingies, etc.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're talking. If you want to put your Ishtar or your Stormbringers outside the umbrella, we don't have a problem with that at all. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about capitals. We're talking about crab beacons. We're talking about that kind of stuff. Marauders, ratting in is just bad. Like, use Stormbringers. Use crab pools. There's a lot of stuff you can do. We're not going to actively stop you, but it's just there's a lot of better stuff, and you're just make yourself a big target when you do that.
Also, if you have extra alts that like to put ice in FWST. Apparently, there's a new group that tries to put bombers on them. They always form from FWST, what I read in Intel. So if you're like doing things and you have an extra alt, put it in FWST. And if they like do get big numbers there, just let them know in Intel. And then people know, and then there's probably a drop coming.
Hi, guys. The site there that Bex linked, that is run by our very own sniper. It is a very cool site to help manage your PI.
Do hostiles have caps and supers deployed north, or are they only dreads like us? Yeah, they don't have their super fleet up north. So they have a similar posture to us. So yeah, let's go back. We're doing a deployment as soon as I'm done, which will be soon. And the 6-month Dread Initiative begins today. We'll be talking about that more in the coming weeks. Next couple weeks, we'll be talking about CSM elections. Those are going to be obviously very important. The state will have a roster, which you will choose to vote for. Once you guys get Dreads, get your new Dreads, get new Dread characters, new Dread pilots, new Dread hulls, as soon as you can over the next 6 months is the goal for us to do. Yeah, so people are saying, hey, are we going to drop Dreads? Yeah, that's the plan. Like, that is what we want to do. We need you guys to move them up. We need you guys to get into them. We want to have those fights for you. We know that there's something you want, but that you need to be in the right circumstances. So, if you guys show up, we will try to have them. Yes, more Dread ults equals more Dread drops. Perfect. Just got my first dread fitted. Yeah, now apply to Cap Swarm. If you have the skills, please apply to Cap Swarm. If you were that close, Calais, just move your dread up with the move op, even if you're not yet in Cap Swarm. How much do these dreads cost? Let's say somewhere from 5.5 billion to 8 billion, somewhere around there. Great. So we are going to go do the move up right now, guys. I will see you all there. Thank you for showing up. You guys have a good day.